This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our next guest is part of a show that, well, like everything else, is online at present, and it's at the Arts Centre, and it's Big Night In with John Foreman. I'm thrilled to have on the show Harrison Craik. Hello.
Well, it's great to be here.
Right. And, tell people who you are. Give us your background.
Yes. So I won The Voice in 2013. And since then, I've been touring, writing and recording. And a few years ago, I actually launched my own kids book too, which has just been fantastic. So I've been working quite closely with schools and groups to really talk about what you can do to reach your goals, your dreams, and just using the book as an example, really from my own life, which has just been great. So
well, let's talk about your life a bit more. Let's go back. And especially considering you've written this kids book, tell us what was life like for you growing up, and were you a singer back then? Were you interested in singing? And let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, of course. Well, I started to sing when I was about 5 years old, and I would be running up and down the hallways of our house, classics from Farnham to Ricky Martin to all of, these wonderful artists. And and then I joined at about the age of nine, the Victorian boys choir. And then from there I went on to have one-to-one classes, and then from there I was on The Voice. So it's it's been a big part of my life from a young age, and I just love music.
So how old were you when you won The Voice?
So at that time I had just turned 18. Turned 18.
What made you want to be part of The Voice? Did you think this, what do you do if you're a singer? How do you break through? How do you get a record deal? Was that all in the back of your mind thinking this is an opportunity?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I looked at it like, this is a great platform, and really a way to open up the industry for myself as well. It's quite a tough industry, but I think if you can really work hard, really create great music, then that will come to you. And I think that this was a great way to expose myself to that industry and what it actually really takes. So that was a great springboard into a career in the industry.
So. And has it been what you expected it to be, or have your eyes just gone doing? You're like, I can't believe what goes on behind the scenes of the entertainment record company world.
Look, I think it's a bit of both. I think that when you start in the industry, you're obviously told the way it works, but as you grow and evolve and you work more, you see more, you learn more, you understand more of the inner workings of labels and agencies and management and all of that great stuff. So I think when you're doing that, you really can start to understand just how crazy it can be, but just wonderful at the same time.
Now, as part of the, I might be wrong here, but part of your prize is a record deal. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. And you're still with that record company?
So we actually parted ways about 12 months ago, 18 months ago. Okay. But it was a great, you know, ride that we went on together, you know, from, you know, three records, tours, like tons of great original music that was, you know, released and not released as well. Yeah. was just a ton of fun, and I just thank them for all of you know, their support over the years as well.
Yeah. And are you on an independent label now, or are you with another major?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing quite a bit of my like my own projects as well. So last year I went to Canada and toured through there as well, which was great.
Can I ask you why Canada?
Yeah, so I was actually there as well to work with United Way, who I've been working with now for the past three years, and that's where actually my book really ties into it all as well, in a way that, you know, this is a way for us to talk about, I guess, you know, my experiences, you know, as a boy, you know, learning to overcome my stutter, and then using that as a tool to say to kids, you know, that you can, like, you know, really live your dream. So that actually took me to Canada, and then from there to Korea as well, which was really, really great. And it's just been a whirlwind since then.
So tell us about your book, your kid's book. What's it about?
Yeah, so I introduce it like, so the book's called Harrison's Song, you know, and if you can imagine the little hands in the background there too.
Jazz hands, are they jazz
hands? The jazz hands, woo, you know, yeah, that's it, exactly. And it's really, it's a really neat little story of my own journey, and I guess, you know, through school, the way that I use music to work through, you know, really the way I would talk at the time, and the stutter, and just use that as a way to show kids that you can live your dream, and you can work through, you know, any kind of problems or challenges that you may have, and really reach those goals that you want to reach. So it was really, really, you know, it was just so nice to actually, you know, launch that into the world and to work with everyone on that. So it's been great.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. John Foreman, the master. As a matter of fact, I was only talking about him to a friend, because my background, as most of my listeners will know, I worked for international record companies when I was working, retired now. And so I know, you know, the industry very well. And you're like, John Foreman, what he's achieved at his age, he's wedged himself now as a true major influence in entertainment in this country, hasn't he?
Oh, look, absolutely. And, you know, working with John, you know, this, you know, I can imagine this would be the point in the chat where he might say, oh, you know, you got to stop it. That's too much. You know, thank you. he is such a great guy.
Isn't he? Yeah.
You know, and, you know, actually off the back of The Voice, I toured straight afterwards, and, you know, it was really interesting because, you know, originally I called, John, and then asked him if he wanted to be involved, but he had already prompted that to start, you know, working, and for us to begin working together. So we were both on, you know, that same page, you know, wanting to work together, yeah. You know, from all those years ago. So I guess this has just been just a really great way for us to, you know, to reconnect with the audiences, you know, just right around the world, really, you know, and the work that he does is just phenomenal. So I just couldn't be more thrilled. So,
So you're doing this show with him. It's called Big Night In with John Foreman at the Arts Centre. Where are you going with it, Harrison? You know, like what are the songs that you're – don't give too much away if you don't want to,
yes,
if it's all a secret. But where are you going with it? What sort of style of – because who's performing with you as well on the night that you're performing?
Yes, we've got three other guests as well, which I can't reveal too much about. But we do have Greta Bradman as well.
That will
just be fantastic. You know, she's just incredible. So for me, you know, when we were working this out and when we were recording, you know, John and I, you know, really wanted to kind of throw back to, you know, I guess where it started for me and what it means to, you know, to work in the industry, to perform, to write, to tour.
And is that when you were running up and down your hallway singing Farnham songs? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, that's right. When I was younger, you know.
Ricky Martin, which Ricky Martin song do you remember most?
I think it was Livin' La Vida Loca, you know, which is great. So John and I, you know, we worked on an arrangement which was, you know, just really, really beautiful. And I don't want to reveal the song because it's one that I love.
Okay.
And I know that it's one of my first record, which I released. So I guess, you know, when we were recording it, you know, John and I, we have a lot of really great, you know, memories of being on the road with this, you know, just the impact that it had for us both. So I'm really excited to share it with everyone. So make sure you tune in.
Yes. So have you already recorded it or do you record it on the night?
So we've actually already recorded it.
Okay.
That particular track, which is really exciting. So, you know, so everyone will be looking at it, you know, there, and it's ready to go, and it just sounds great. With the APO, they're just phenomenal. So I can't wait.
Okay. And is it just the one track you're doing in the show, or is it?
That's correct. Yeah, just the one track.
Right. Okay. Well, when life gets back to normal, are you a Melbourne boy or are you somewhere else?
Yes, I am.
You're a Melbourne boy. Yeah. Well, when we get back to normal, one day you've got to come into Sunday Arts Magazine when I'm back in the studio instead of doing it from my lounge room.
That would be great.
We might even get you to sing a song on the show.
That would be great. I would love that.
That's your call. Harrison Craig, lovely speaking to you. Oh, now we should say that your performance is on Wednesday the 16th of September.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
And obviously just go to the Arts Centre for all the details and you'll find it all on their website. Harrison, lovely talking to you. It's really nice meeting you.
Look, you know, really nice to chat. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. That was Harrison Craig, who is part of A Big Night In with John Foreman at the Arts Centre, episode 2, Wednesday the 16th of September. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.